Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Saragon, thank you for a very, very spontaneous, well, she didn't have much choice. We dragged her into studio and, well, she wasn't kicking and screaming, but we did drag her into studio to try and help me because I am now confused. Mm. If you're part of a government of national unity, do you need to agree with everything?
Well, essentially what the ANC is saying is that the government of national unity, which de facto is a coalition,
the
government of national unity is not a thing. They're essentially saying that in exchange, you will vote with us and you will not disagree. You will not disagree with our positions. You are there to vote to keep us in power. You are there to vote in order to keep the ANC in power, notwithstanding the fact that the ANC doesn't have the majority. It is the largest party, but that's only 40% of the vote. If I can... Just coming in late, but if I can destroy the myth of the VAT increase as being the cause of the problem, the DA opposed it on moral grounds, opposed it on economic grounds. They then sat down and they met, and by all accounts, and this I can refer you to some good writers on this who've written well on it. They then sat down with the ANC. And they started negotiating, and they essentially came very, very close to an agreement. In other words, in order to support the 0.5% VAT increase, certain principles would be agreed to that the DA had asked for. And essentially what the DA was asking for was participation in the processes of formulating and exercising all the fiscal related issues that were coming up in light of the dire state of our economy.
Right.
It is... ANC propaganda that they demanded that they renege on the, or turn, you know, reverse the Bella Bill and NHI, et cetera, et cetera. That was ANC propaganda.
Wow.
And you've seen the whole tone of, we don't need the DA, and the DA is this, and the DA is that.
And it's for the DA to decide. Actually, it's for the ANC to decide. Actually, it's not. It's for both parties, surely.
And this is exactly what was happening, I think about, I lose track of time, but about 2 weekends ago, or over the weekend. And then suddenly, the leadership of the ANC came in, and said, and put a stop to it, and Cyril was at the head of this, and that's why you heard that leaked recording of him, you know, essentially dissing the DA and starting the process. So obviously, with the leaked recording, it did up the ante immediately. But Mashatile's piled in probably to promote his own image. We don't need the DA. I'm going to make a funny. Sort of illusion. I think the ANC's attitude toward the DA is a bit like anti-Semitism. You're dealing with a party that has a moral position and you can't live up to it. I mean, you've spent the last 20 years basically behaving immorally.
Immorally.
And this absolutely. Is all too much. They feel that they put pressure to be better. And they either don't want to or they realize they can't. I'm not quite sure what it is, but that would be my analogy. And I mean, one has to see what sort of thing they come up with as a result of yesterday's meeting. Are they going to fire 1, 2, 3, or 4 DA ministers or not?
Which would be incredibly sad given the fact that Home Affairs is the first time we've actually seen real progress there.
But it's not only that. I mean, I think I might have mentioned it last week, and it was quite impressive. The Minister of Public Works, who's Dean McPherson, together with the Minister of Police, who's an ANC minister, last year they formed essentially a committee with other interested parties to find a way to deal with the construction mafia. And there was a recent report, he put out a press statement, indicating that people were being arrested in the hundreds and prosecutions were starting. Now, that's a superb sign of a government of national unity, where there's actually a common cause, there's a will, and something happens. I suspect for the ANC hierarchy, that's embarrassing.
And the other thing, and that's before we go to music, and Mukund, have we got our guest on yet? We'll get to him hopefully in a short while. But what I'm also noticing is increasing bluster. We see it with the ANC and their relationship with the United States. We're seeing it with the ANC and their relationship with the DA. They really seem to be coming
They're doubling down.
Yeah, but more adolescent by the day. They're getting younger, not more wise. You know, we don't need this and nobody will tell us what to do. And, you know, come and fight me. Come and fight me.
Yeah.
That's the kind
of thing.
Hold
me back.
Yeah, exactly. Hold me back.
Yeah. I think what you've got here now, and this is what happened, I think, to the Democrats in the States with their election, is you do reach a point where you're only paying attention to your inner circle. And I firmly believe, and I think all our surveys, and we've done recent ones, which we'll announce next week, is the voter base, including the ANC voter base, has always like the idea of a DA ANC from the get-go. Mm. So they are ahead of the ANC, and the ANC is listening to itself, not listening to what's happening outside. Look, I think there's nothing like the markets to really send a message quickly if the DA goes back into opposition. But I think at this stage it's probably, unless... You know, it's a bit of brinkmanship at the moment. Do you leave or do you get kicked out?
Oh, I don't think neither of that is going to happen. That's my prediction. There's all this talk and drama and bluster, but at the end of the day, some parts of it are working. They've got the MK and EFF out. The DA has, in a way, reestablished its own identity, which was lacking, and the people were getting concerned about it. The ANC got their VAT increase through. That'd be crazy to walk away from each other.
No, I ideally you want the DA to stay in unless it principally becomes impossible. But it's also, you know, one mustn't forget this is the politics of propaganda, as you say, and bluster. And one has to bear in mind that the problem with the MK and the EFF is they hate each other. I mean, they all hate each other. They're all afraid of what... Well, Zuma wants to take over the ANC. The ANC's the likelihood of that is militates against an alternative.
And thank you, Sarah Gon. That is very, very interesting and exactly what we needed. Marco says the biggest joke of the year so far is the ANC and Action SA celebrating and dancing, making that they made the voters poorer. How disgusting. Imagine how voters are feeling. It's 8:44.